One line in today's inflation report rose 6.5%. The service did not change. Wholesale inflation came in flat this morning, and inside the report, one category led everything else in services, the price of portfolio management, up 6.5% in a single month. The service did not change. The fee is charged as a percentage of the money being managed, and that is the whole explanation. The simple version. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported this morning that the Producer Price Index, which tracks prices received by producers rather than prices paid by consumers, was unchanged in July. The report read as mild. One line inside it did not. The index for portfolio management rose 6.5% for the month, and the Bureau names it as the line that led the increase in services prices. Nothing about the service changed. The fee is charged as a percentage of the money being managed, and the money being managed got bigger. The numbers. The producer price index for final demand was unchanged in July on a seasonally adjusted basis. After edging down 0.1% in June and rising 0.5% in May Bureau of Labor Statistics, producer price indexes, July 2026, Ustl 26-1380. Leading the July increase in prices for final demand services, the index for portfolio management advanced 6.5% same release. Over the 12 months ended in July, the final demand index rose 4.7% before seasonal adjustment same release. A 0.2% increase in final demand services and a 2.2% advance in final demand construction offset a 0.7% decrease in final demand goods same release. Prices for final demand, less foods, energy, and trade services, rose 0.4% in July after inching up 0.1% in June same release. The S&P 500 closed at 7,798.99 on August 13, 2026, a record close price data. Investment management is commonly priced as a percentage of assets under management, so the amount charged moves with account values even when the rate does not Securities and Exchange Commission investor education. How a fee becomes a price increase. Most investment management is priced as a percentage of assets under management. A firm charges, say, 1% a year of whatever your account is worth. The percentage stays the same year after year, so from the client's side, it can feel like a fixed price. It is not a fixed price. It is a fixed rate on a moving number. When markets rise, the same percentage collects more dollars for the same work, and revenue per client goes up without a single new service being provided or a single rate being raised. Government price statistics have to measure that somehow, and what they measure is the amount actually charged for the service. So when account values climb, the measured price of portfolio management climbs with them. That is why this one category can lead an entire month of services prices, while every advertised fee schedule in the industry stays exactly where it was. It is worth being precise about what this is not. It is not evidence that anyone raised prices, and it is not a criticism of how the Bureau measures things. A percentage fee genuinely does collect more dollars when balances grow, so recording that as a higher price for the service is a defensible reading of what happened, and the same arrangement collects fewer dollars when balances fall. The real cost lends on a percentage of a bigger number. The arithmetic that showed up in a federal statistics release this morning is the same arithmetic on an account statement. Every assumption is stated, and this is a single month rather than a projection. A 1% annual fee on a stated $100,000 account is $1,000. If that account rises 6.5%, matching this month's move in the index, it is worth $106,500. The same 1% fee on the larger balance is $1,065, which is $65 more for the identical service. No rate changed and no new work was performed. The rate is the same number it was last month. The mechanism runs the other way too. In a falling market, the same percentage collects fewer dollars, which is the part of the arrangement genuinely aligned with the client. Whether that is a good way to price the service is a real debate with arguments on both sides, and this article does not settle it. What is worth knowing is that a percentage fee is not a flat fee, that its dollar cost moves with your balance, and that the movement is large enough to lead a category in national inflation data. A percentage fee is a fixed rate on a moving number. When the market rose, the price of managing money rose with it, and the statistics counted that as inflation. What this means? The producer price report is worth reading for the same reason the consumer one is. The headline hides the components, and the components are where the mechanisms lie. A flat overall number this month contained goods prices falling 0.7% and one financial services line leading all of services. The transferable habit is to notice when a price is quoted as a percentage of something that moves. Percentage-based pricing appears in investment management, in some insurance, and in commissions of many kinds, and in each case the rate can hold perfectly steady while the dollar cost climbs. The rate is the headline, and the dollars are the bill. What this is not? This is not advice about investment fees, advisors, funds, or any financial decision, and it is not a suggestion to change, negotiate, or keep any fee arrangement. This is not a recommendation regarding any security, fund, advisor, or firm. This is not a claim that percentage-based fees are good or bad, which is a genuine debate this article does not settle, and it is not a claim that any firm did anything improper, a rate that stays the same while balanced. Sources: U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Producer Price Indexes, July 2026, Ustl 26-1380, https://www.bls.gov/newsrelease/archives/ppi08132026, htm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Producer Price Index Home, https://www.bls.gov/ppi/. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Investor Education on Advisory Fees, https://www.investorgov/.